Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today, with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. We invite you to go to our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, playlists, and featured albums. Speaking of albums, up next on the queue is Harry Bartlett Trio. From the album Wildwood, we are going to listen to Jelly Bean, followed by Jonathan Mills. From the album No Mentions, No Worries, we are going to listen to Sneak Attack.
Thank you. You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tordif. The album is called Brûler la Mabla. We'll check into Journée Pédagogique. Then Ben Wendell. The album's called All One. And we'll check into Wanderers, featuring Terrence Blanchard. Let's check it out.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Ghosh, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data from more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed. He says it shows there's a need for long-term health monitoring and support for people affected by climate disasters, who often endure great stress and anxiety.
That disruption to their lives is actually having a real and complex impact upon their health.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
This is BirdNote. Two different hawks that live on opposite sides of the world have evolved an identical and outlandish ability. The first is the crane hawk of Central and South America. It's named after the tall, statuesque birds called cranes because of its long, slim, gangly legs. Unlike most birds' legs, the crane hawks are adapted to bend both forward and backward. This rare trait, known as reversible tarsus, is something we might call being double-jointed. On the far side of the Atlantic, there's a second long-legged and double-jointed bird of prey, the African harrier hawk. As hawks go, the two are only distantly related, but similar animals in similar environments can sometimes evolve similar traits. Each bird's wonderfully peculiar leg adaptation is completely original. It evolved all on its own, even though the solution at the end of all that experimentation ended up being